Are you able to hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chairperson. I also associate with the other the previous speakers to thank UNCTAD and the presenters for the presentation for today, because really it shows how non-survey source of data can also contribute to get a number of data that is needed by the institution. What we are saying is how really member states are involved in these activities. You may find that maybe even though it is non-survey source of data, it is also difficult if countries do not have the same knowledge or the same capacity of collecting those data. For example, as we have seen that we can use big data, we can also use telephones to get data, or maybe YouTube's, but are these software and apps really known at all levels of institutions that are supposed to be supplying the data that are needed? Because what we need really in such studies is to see all countries involved or captured in the data, in those documents that are being developed at a continent, at a multilateral level, where the countries can really see if they are really involved in supplying the data that are needed or what really they are missing. Because in the presentation that are made here, we don't see really how least developed countries, what they can do to develop or to supply the data that have been or which are needed for all countries to see if on digital economy or e-commerce, they are all involved, especially for this period where the world is experiencing the pandemic of COVID-19, then the development that is being done can be spread or can just be supplied for all member states, so that the data that are being developed, all member states can see the level on which they are supplying the data or what they need right now to be done, so that at least in the future we can see all countries captured in such studies. Our request is maybe for UNCTAD, if possible, to help national institutions which are related to statistics, national institutions like such as the national banks, the ministries that are involved in the ICT and the trade, to really have trainings or maybe capacity buildings on how these softwares are used, and if possible, to be also stocked in those institutions, so that it is really interlinked and connected with the institutions like UNCTAD or WTO or UN, so that at each time or moment where studies are being carried out, so that those institutions can also participate in the collecting those data. Because if they do not have this software and have enough capacity to use them, you see that it will be not easy to use it. Then in addition to that, we have realized that there is some challenges with the document that have been submitted. represented. Because as you remember, UNCTAD is using six languages. We appreciate that interpretation has been simultaneous during the presentation. But you see, all presentation that has been developed here have been submitted in the English language, whereas there are countries speaking different languages. So we are also proposing that in the future, if possible, this document can also be translated in different languages so that after the meetings, participants can go back and find it really easy to explore what the content of this presentation and the documents, such as the manuals, the toolkits, and also the handbooks that have been provided for member states to go through and see how they can manage to implement it at national levels. Thank you very much, Chair. This is what we wanted to submit.